This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One for two officially. The 1-1. Swung on. Hit deep. Right field. He's won it. Walk him off, Kyle Schwarber. His fourth career walk-off home run. Kyle Schwarber wins it 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. His 17th home run of the season. And the Phillies have won six in a row.
And the Phillies keep the hope alive for the playoffs. Now, it's still a long road. They still have a tough road trip coming up. They have two more against the Dodgers, but they kept it alive last night. Those five straight wins before that are irrelevant to me. Beating the Dodgers is relevant. It's irrelevant because you played teams that stink. Washington is not as bad as Detroit. Detroit is I don't even think they're a Triple A team. So I don't consider those five straight wins relevant at all, especially when they struggled in the last two. But they beat the Dodgers. They let the Dodgers come back and tie them up, but they beat the Dodgers and they beat them with the home run. Kyle Schwarber, he walks and hits home runs. That's what he does. He walks and hits home runs. He's hitting a lusty 177 leading off for the Phillies. So that's in the world of baseball that we live in. That's great. He walks and he hits home runs. And that's all that matters. With two hits last night, he bumped his average up to 177. But the home run in the ninth changes everybody's thoughts about everything. That was actually the only home run for the Phillies. And usually that's the way they score runs, is hit home runs. But it's a win. They beat a good baseball team. They play a good baseball team not just for the next 2 days, but they'll go on the road. Arizona's a good team, but it keeps the hope alive. You know, the reality is, and there's still a question, are they a playoff team? But the hope continues with a big win like that last night. Suarez was pitched well, six innings. Only gave up four hits. So Strom was the guy. You know, maybe they're using Strom too much. He's the one that gave up the three runs to allow them to tie it. It's interesting that, like, it's not all there, and they still missed. And they're going to miss Rhys Hoskins for the entire season. He was talking the other day, and he said, you know, the projection is you can come back in 6 months from that injury. Six is the early part, but 6 months only puts him into the middle of October. And then he hasn't had anything. And there's no spring training left at that time. So he's going to have to get ready if he got ready, but I would say it's unlikely. I mean, for the motivational part of it, you think there's a chance, but most doctors will tell you 6 months, it's more like 7 to 9 months. So whatever, they miss him. The Phillies do miss And I've said this from the as soon as that injury happened, they're going to miss him. All these people that wanted to get him out of here because, oh, he's just not a good defensive first baseman. I don't really care. They're not a good defensive team. So what difference does it make if you just have another position? They're just not a good defensive team. But they win a game, two more against the Dodgers. But there was another issue this week, and I'm so tired of the complaining and the whining and making an issue of a non-issue. And I've watched it. The pitch clock controversy. All these people, and I know there was a story written in The Athletic, which is just enhancing nonsense and BS. I don't care what the numbers are, and there's more violations here, and there's, well, you know, it works both ways. The clock starts when it's supposed to start. When the pitcher gets the ball, and I've watched the clock, you know, you don't watch it for every pitch, but I watch the clock, and it's such nonsense. It's such BS. It's such whining and complaining about a pitch clock. The game is better. The game is better with the pitch clock. It is better. If there's one rule that they changed that is good, the pitch clock is the rule. I don't care about the shift because they kind of stretch the limits of that now the way defensive players are playing, and I don't know how much it's enhanced the offense. What's enhanced the offense is apparently the official scorers are told if it's even close, give the guy a hit. It is Major League Baseball, and they give hits when they shouldn't give them. But the shift, not allowing the shift, hasn't. I don't see where it's changed a whole lot. The bases being bigger, and there's not teams stealing a lot of bases anyway because analytically that's not the right way to go. The best rule is the pitch clock. And this nonsense. And Aaron Nola, Aaron's a good guy. But just go out and pitch. Don't give me the pitch clock this, and it's faster here. And I talked to Trey Turner yesterday. And he says, you know, he noticed it may be a little bit different in other ballparks. Maybe because, and the thing is, maybe 1 or 2 seconds, they don't start it quite as quickly. In Philadelphia, they're starting it the way it's supposed to be started by the rule when the pitcher gets the ball. 15 seconds, 20 seconds with men on base or anybody on base. And that's it. And it's starting right. And every time I've looked at the pitch clock and watched to see when it starts, it's been correct by the rule. Stop whining. Just play. Stop whining. The other night when Aaron Nola was talking about it, I guess it was he was interviewed right after the game on the broadcast. Yeah, and one time JT waved me off the field. Waved you off the field because the batter wasn't ready at 8 seconds. At 8 seconds, the batter has to be ready to hit. Then he waved him off the field. What does that have to do with the pitch clock for you? Stop it. Stop. 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 There's enough internet nonsense and garbage. Social media is become a complete joke. And then it spreads with social media. It's not just writing a story. It spreads with social media. Who cares? Play the game. Dave Roberts, I talked to him briefly before the game last night, the manager of the Dodgers, who, by the way, overmanaged that game a little bit. But just the way he started it. But he said the game is much better. He hasn't noticed it many places. He obviously has not been to Philadelphia because, you know, there's a conspiracy here. There's a conspiracy to start it early. Get the hell out of here. Stop it. Just watch the game. Stop whining about the game. Aaron Nola, you know, Wheeler doesn't like the pitch clock, but he doesn't complain about it. He just goes out there and pitches. You know, the Phillies, for the pitch clock being an issue, the Phillies' earned run average, I believe in Philadelphia for the pitchers, the earned run average in Philadelphia for Phillies pitchers is 2 runs less. 2 runs less a game. So how is the pitch clock affecting them? Aaron Nola is the big, come on, Aaron, just pitch. Just, he's pitching tonight. Well, we'll hear him whine again. But he's found a little bit of a loophole, a way to doctor the pitch clock. So you got to stop complaining anyway. Take a watch, take a look at how many times in the game when Aaron Nola gets a new baseball back that he throws it out. Now, when he throws it out, it starts the pitch clock over again. Now, my understanding is you can only do that three times an inning. He did it two times with one batter last game. But what they should do, if he's going to play that game, that should count as a throw to first base. So if, because you can only throw twice to first base, if you throw over the third time and you don't get the runner, he gets second base. That should count as a throw to first base. If he's going to throw out the ball, you know, I'm not trying to do anything to hurt Aaron Nola. I just want to see the game played the way that they're playing it now and everybody's playing it, and stop whining about nonsense and BS. Oh, my God, it's such a joke. Such a joke. It just drives me crazy. So, you know, how many people think the game is better today, the way it's being played? Now, they're not scoring. The Phillies aren't scoring enough runs most of the time. But, I mean, the way the game, the rule changes have changed the game. It's really, people love 2.5-hour games. And there's so many more. I mean, how long was the game last night? There's so many more games now. Last night, 2:52. They're usually less than 3 hours. I mean, that's the way it should be. Not 3.5 or 3:40 or 3:45. The game is moving along. Stop complaining about the pitch clock. Stop. All right, so we can talk. Your Phillies, I know you think they're back in it. The pitch clock, I mean, forget about the pitch clock. Do you like the game better now? And then, obviously, it was a big night last night. We'll talk about, you know, we'll talk about James Harden and all that. Boy, I hope, you know, we all hope that he doesn't come back. We all hope. And all this garbage. Oh, all these teams, there's three teams now interested in, yes, three teams. My ass. All right. A nice night last night. A lot of former Phillies were back to celebrate Dick Allen. Dick Allen, who was, and it's kind of sad that in today's world, you know, you don't see a lot of video of Dick Allen. You hear about him because it wasn't video back then for the most part. It was a lot of film, and film doesn't normally get regenerated like video replays get regenerated. But it was a nice night to honor a great, great ball player who had two stints with the Phillies. Great ball player. Great. I was lucky enough to watch him when I was a kid. There's a lot of people out there that are listening that never did see Dick Allen. Trust me, this guy was a great ball player. He should be in the Hall of Fame. It is disgraceful. When I say disgraceful, capitalize every one of those letters. Disgraceful. The people that vote should be embarrassed, should be shamed, and every one of them should be pointed out that did not vote for Dick Allen to get in the Hall of Fame. I can't talk about the writers. I don't know how many writers didn't, because there's a lot more people. But when you get to what was called the Veterans Committee, and I don't even know what it's called now, to vote players in that pass the 15 years of eligibility and then they're up to be voted again to get in. It's just the fact that Dick Allen is not in, and I'm gonna out somebody right here. And he's a good guy. I think he's a good general manager, or whatever his title is, vice president of baseball operations. I don't even know what it is, but he's a general manager, and that's Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski, the last, it was one of the votes. I don't know if it was the last vote or not. He did not vote for Dick Allen to get into the Hall of Fame. And the reason that most people believe that he did not vote for Dick Allen because of his allegiance to the Chicago White Sox owner, Jerry Reinsdorf. Jerry Reinsdorf did not like Dick Allen personally. And at one point, he was voting on the committee. and he did not vote for him. And out of allegiance, and that's the story, Dave Dombrowski did not vote for Dick Allen to be in the Hall of Fame. The next time it comes up is 2026. You know, whether he gets in or not, it's too late. Dick Allen has passed away. It's so far beyond. It should never have taken that long. He should have been in so much. He should have been in when he was still alive. He should have been voted in. But it's interesting that, and I don't know if Dave Dombrowski was scheduled to be on the field or was asked or whatever to be on the field during the ceremony. He is the general manager of the Phillies team that's honoring him. But he did not stay on the field during the ceremony. And then maybe he was just supposed to come upstairs, or he just had planned to come upstairs all the time. But he, right now, when that he's got to feel a little embarrassed knowing that he did not vote for Dick Allen. And the organization he now works for has thinks so much of Dick Allen, has done so many things for Dick Allen to try to give him the attention as a great ball player. For a period of at least 5 years, he was better than any baseball player that played. That includes Willie Mays. That includes Hank Aaron. That includes Mickey Mantle. That includes all of them. That's how good he was. And, you know, the story, and I know for a fact, because I have one of his bats, at the bottom of the bat, they used to mark in pencil how much the bat weighed. I got a bat that says 41 at the bottom. You know, the word is he swung nothing less than a 40-ounce bat. Today, if players swing a 34-ounce bat, that's heavy for them. They're usually somewhere between 31 and 34. Because it's about bat, now they realize it's about bat speed. But Dick Allen was strong enough and good enough to swing that kind of bat like a toothpick. And I saw him hit home runs when I was a kid out of over the roof in center field out of Connie Mack Stadium. When the bats weren't pressed as hard as they are now and the balls weren't as juiced up as they are right now, he could crush a baseball. He did everything well. He ran. He hit. He hit for power, hit for average. Wasn't a good defensive player, but half the guys in baseball now, or I'd say at least 40% of guys in baseball aren't good defensive players. Phillies have a bunch of them. But it was nice to see Dick Allen honored, and it's insulting and disgraceful that he's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Disgraceful. And that leads me to a question today. You know, we're going to talk about James Harden, and we're going to talk about the NBA Finals, and we're going to tell, and I'm going to, well, I don't even have to explain it. If you're stupid enough to think Joel Embiid's better than Jokic, you're an idiot. You're an idiot and a moron. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what the station did on Thursday, the process. The process was a complete failure, a complete failure. How about you, Douglas, like the process? He wasn't even here for the process. Come on, Hugh. Stop. Say what you really think. Say, hey, listen, I wasn't here long enough. You know, it just, but they didn't get past the second round in any of those years, so whatever. But here's the question, and it's kind of based off, and it is based off of Dick Allen not being in the Hall of Fame. Players that should be in the Hall of Fame, and obviously you can't take Dick Allen because, you know, that's what it's based on, were players that should not be in the Hall of Fame. Not just baseball. You can pick other sports. And I'll be honest, hockey is a hard thing to gauge in a lot of cases. But you will take all professional sports, players, all the four main professional sports, because I mean, I don't even know who's in the Soccer Hall of Fame. Players that should be in the Hall of Fame that are not, and players that should not be in the Hall of Fame, obviously, that are. So we'll take a look at all of them. All right, let me give you the numbers. But you already have it. I don't have to give it 18 times every segment. I'll give it once. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. A lot to talk about this morning. We will do it on this Saturday morning. Looks like it's going to be another nice day. Phillies baseball this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We got it all rolling. I'm Howard Eskin, and the time now is 8:19. Tasty cake. Always. It's a staple of Philadelphia. They're in their own Hall of Fame. Tasty Cake or the Snack Hall of Fame, whatever it is. Tasty Cake, and they're gearing up to celebrate their first ever National Crimpet Day. I mean, a National Crimpet Day. That's big. That's on July 7th. And what better way to enjoy this unbelievable treat, mouth-watering holiday than with the new Confetti Crimpets. They are inspired by birthday cake and filled with colorful confetti sprinkles. Not sparkles, but sprinkles. This delicious new crimpet flavor is only available for a limited time. Limited. So don't miss them. Don't miss out. Tasty Cake's iconic crimpet, and it is iconic. I grew up with crimpets. Grew up with them. Has been enjoyed by fans for almost 100 years. I'm not that old, but I've enjoyed them for almost most of my life. So be sure to stock up and enjoy all the crimpet varieties on National Crimpet Day, July 7th. WIP. By the way, I can't believe I didn't. One of the benefits of answering the question the way 99% of the time my producer Dan Wilson makes the choice, his choice, is to win a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers, where you're going to get some of the best food, meats, and cheeses that you have ever eaten. There's prepared foods, there's catering, there's all kinds of great stuff. You can check it all out, whether it's picnics, parties, whatever. Check it all out at thebruno.com. All right, let's go to the phones, and I believe Brian is up first. Brian, you're on WIP. Brian, is Brian there?
Oh, there you go. Hey, good morning.
I'm sorry,
Howard.
Did I wake you, Brian? Did I wake you up?
No, not at all. I guess you just hit the right button, man. Happy Saturday, my friend. Always a pleasure.
You got it. No problem.
Listen, quick. First, my son is graduating from high school this morning, so quick shout out to Niall and the other members of the class.
Graduations are like this Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's right. Class of 2023, Middletown High School.
Congratulations to your son. And to all the graduates out there, whether it's high school, whether it's a college, I think is already they're already done their classes. But whatever graduations, congratulations.
My eldest son graduated from law school a few weeks ago, Emory Law School in Atlanta. So, yeah, we're celebrating a lot in this household. So
that's good.
But listen, always enjoy your analysis. Hey, thanks for sharing that information about Dave Dombrowski. And look, man, he's entitled to do what you want.
Good guy, but you know, you can't.
I'm glad you provided that information, because I think it's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace.
You know, it's something he's going to have to live with now for a while. He's going to have to live with as long as he's working for this organization. And he realizes that the owner, or the majority owner, whatever you call John Middleton, basically, he's the guy, is so proud to honor Dick Allen. And knows that he should be in the Hall of Fame. It's just, you know, I don't think those discussions ever come up between the both of them, but whatever the case, Dave Dombrowski, who has been pleasant enough to everybody, but hey, listen, that was a big mistake.
And Howard, it'd be great if you could bring Dave Dombrowski on and interview him. And, you know,
I don't think he's never, when anybody's ever asked him, he's never admitted whether he did or he did not.
Guys got to own it, man. It's like the people, you know, you vote for who you vote for, but at least be man enough.
Yeah, the truth will set you free. Just say, hey, listen,
there you go.
I made a mistake.
So happy, obviously, with the, you know, wins. The baseball season, the marathon. But I wanted to say this regarding basketball. I'm really impressed with the Denver Nuggets. I think it's great for professional sports when you have a new team that can win. And I really got to give a little credit to Adam Silver and the National Basketball Association, because you think about over the last 5 years, you've had the Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors, right? And now the Denver Nuggets.
Well, hold on, stop. Don't give any credit. Adam Silver is as soft as tissue paper. He's let the league run rampant with players running the league. He's been soft in his decisions. Adam Silver is a terrible commissioner and has nothing to do with other teams winning. The fact, if you really want to go back to the process, it took him 4 years to finally say enough. And there are bylaws. If you do not try to win, you can have your franchise taken away from you, and he never even threatened them to do that.
Understandable, Howard. I gotta get ready for graduation, man. I just wanted to put my ideas out there. Thanks for sharing in there. You know, always appreciate your perspective.
Okay.
Take care.
You got it. All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life. Just another day in paradise, Joe.
All right, buddy. My daughter treated me to the game last night. I went to go down and honor Richie Allen. And you remember that the weight of that bat, Howard, they used to refer to his bat as the young tree. And, you know, you remember how he would have the glasses on and they'd be coming down over the brim of his nose, and he would push those, you know, the glasses back up, and he would have those.
I just remember the way he swung the bat. He was so good.
Well, you know, they did show you a shot last night, a picture on the screen, on the big board.
Yeah, I saw it.
He broke in wearing number 32. His first year. That's what the number he wore.
Well, Mike Schmidt broke in wearing, I think it was 22.
Okay, right. You know,
yeah, because then they settle into their numbers when they know they're going to be on the team, whatever the case.
I think he was in the modern era. I think Richie Allen was the greatest hitter that the Phillies had. You know, I know Mike's got the 548 home runs.
You know what? It's hard to gauge that. Pete Rose was a great hitter, mm-hmm. hitter, but he didn't hit with power. Dick Allen was probably the best all-around hitter because he hit for power and average. Mike Schmidt hit for average earlier in his career and obviously hit for power. But maybe the all-around hitter. Mike Schmidt had speed early. Dick Allen had speed. Richie Allen, it's interesting you called him Richie because I always called him Richie. And, you know, I don't even know what's proper anymore. I don't think even Dick Allen even cared or Richie Allen even cared. Because whenever I'd see him, I'd always call him Richie. And he never complained about that. Not out of disrespect. It's just the way I grew up and knew him as Richie Allen.
I remember him hitting the ball over the roof, and then he would hit a ball into the batting cage at the 447 sign. Yeah, he was a heck of a player.
Yeah, the Phillies end up winning the game on the night that they celebrate Dick Allen.
What do you think? I don't like the way Thompson uses that bullpen. I'm back on having, you know, your closer being the ninth inning guy. So, you know, I know Alvarado was coming back. You know what? You know,
a few things that I don't like, but I guess he already had it set up because it was Alvarado's first game back. So maybe he didn't want to put him in a closing. And there it wasn't a closer because the game was tied anyway. So whoever pitched the ninth, it was not a safe situation. But there's a few things I don't like. It's based on the analytics numbers. It's like he pinch hits because it was, I guess there was a left-hander pitching. He pinch hits for Cody Clemens.
Elvis for Clemens last night. That's
yeah,
for
I mean, all. What are you doing? Because it's a left-hander. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. I don't care. You know, hey, if it's a good hitter, but Ellis had his first game. And congratulations, and it's nice. It's a nice story that he's back in the big leagues at 27 years old, and it's a nice story. But he's just not that good. He's not that good, and he shouldn't pinch hit for Cody Clemens, who is actually doing a nice job offensively at the plate. And I don't have any problems with him in the field either.
Yeah, great
because it's a lefty-righty situation. It's a joke. This is a joke anymore. It's a joke.
You know what he likes? He's still talking about, like, if the games, if the other great hitter goes come up, they're 1-2-3, and the sixth or seventh inning, they'll go to Alvarado. And, you know, well, those hitters can return again. You might see them again before the game's over. And I remember Mitch Williams was on the station. He says there's a mentality to be a closer. Some guys just can't do it to get those final three outs. So I would like to see them build Alvarado. The fact that he's not walking people
anymore, he's got the
cutter.
Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. Alvarado will be in a lot of closing situations. Right. I don't think there's any reason that he wouldn't. I don't think there's any reason.
I hope not. I say, you know, I don't need them when they start playing the better teams to blow games. And I felt kind of bad for Strom last night. He hadn't pitched in a while, and we still need a fifth starter. And until Wheeler got it going in the beginning of the year, Strom was their best starter. You know, they were only giving him five innings and even taking him out when he – maybe could have won another. So, you know, last night I said, you know, keep Mookie Betts in the ballpark when he was up there, you know, and bang, you know, the two home runs. So I really felt that I didn't think that was a situation to bring him in.
Well, there's a lot of situations. There's a lot of situations that you can complain about. And when he pinch hits for Cody Clemens because it's a lefty righty matchup, it's ridiculous. Not Ellis. If there's somebody that you have, I don't even know. I don't want to kill Ellis, but I'd rather have Cody Clemens going lefty lefty than Ellis pinch hitting there.
Howard, I'm going to give you a name, and I hope Dombrowski. I know he likes to trade, you know, and about the fifth starter, so that they don't trade this guy. He's down at Reading. His name is Carlos De La Cruz. He's a 6'7" outfielder. Can play first base, right-handed batter. And I had seen him in the spring, and the ball does jump off his bat. Well, he's hitting.
We'll see. You know, I don't numbers in minor leagues don't do a lot for me. But anyway, mm-hmm. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right, be safe. Thank you.
All right, take care. You know, I didn't get answers to the question for the first two, but I want to do that. And maybe I don't know if they had an answer to the question or a shot at the question. There's a couple of things that I didn't think were right last night. You know what? Maybe I'll hold on to that, and I'll do it when we come back. There's a couple of things. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But we'll talk about that. Also, James Harden, supposedly, there's now three teams interested. Are you kidding me? The Phoenix Suns, one of the teams? Are you kidding me? Why would a new coach want to bring on James Harden when you already have Booker and Durant? That's the most ridiculous thing that's been posted on social media. NBA Finals. Jokic had a bad game, but he only had 14 rebounds. I mean, how many times has Embiid gotten 14 rebounds in a playoff game? 14. That wasn't, he had 23 and 14. Yeah, just a bad game for him. They still won the game. They're good, and he is the reason. He was the MVP this year, but that's all right. It's without him, that team is squat. Boy, they're just not even close. But we can talk about that as well. 215-592-9494. We'll talk about that. A couple of things in the game last night that just kind of eat at me just a little bit. And our question today to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, based on Dick Allen just disgracefully not being voted into the Hall of Fame. Players that should be in the Hall of Fame that are not, and players that should not be in the Hall of Fames, the four major professional sports, and that are. All right? 215-592-9494. The time now is 8:38. I guess every Saturday's fine because you get through the week. But we've gotten through the week. Some good things happening. As long as the 76ers do not sign James Harden, good things will happen. Until you get to the playoffs, and then it's the same old story with the team that they have. It's amazing for people's expectations to be higher when there's really, I don't know what they could do. To make it, well, what they could do to change things is just trade the players you need to trade. And Maxey would be the only one that I would keep. But that's another story for another day. Well, maybe it's for today. Who knows? Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Couldn't agree with you more, Dick Allen. It's an embarrassment. Nebraska, but, you know... That 1966 season that Dick Allen had, you know, with the 40-110, you know, he didn't even play 20 games. That was 140 games he did that in when he hit 317, I think, with 40 homers, 110
runs. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. And he was
I think he played 141 games that year. That's it.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
And in an era when it was hard to hit home runs, it wasn't like it is today. The ball's so juiced up. I mean, it's just it was different. The bats were different. The balls were different.
And I never got to see Dick Allen play, but you know, I keep hearing about how no one hit a ball harder than him.
I mean, he hit 500-foot home runs when there weren't 500-foot home runs. I mean, Mickey Mantle's the only other player that I've ever heard of that hit 500-foot home runs.
You know, I'll let you get to other callers. I did want to ask you a question about where you come down on. You know, I've heard a lot of talk about Aaron Nola. Should they trade him? Should they re-sign him? You know, I come down on the side of you know I want him to be better than he is, but his durability and his age, I'd try to keep him if it's a reasonable price. Because
here's what the Phillies have to think of: are they really going to be able to sign him? And if you're not going to be able to sign him, and I understand the dynamics, do you go through, and I don't know that you'll have an answer by the trade deadline. Do you go, and you could, even if you don't re-sign him, let's put it this way. If you don't feel you could re-sign him, they've got to trade him. You got to get some young players. You got to build on this team. And this is the question you have to ask. Does this team have a chance to go to the World Series? And the answer really is do they have to make a chance to make the playoffs? Sure. Do they have a chance to go to the World Series? I don't think their chances are very good. So if that's the case, I think you've got to trade him. Now, you can re-sign him at the end of the season, but if you're not going to sign him, you're not going to sign him. And there's teams out there that could use a pitcher that are that close to getting to the World Series in their minds. So you can, and they probably have better farm systems than the Phillies. So that's where they've got to make a decision, and they're not going to make a decision to trade. I just don't think they're going to trade him, but I also don't think that they believe they're going to re-sign him. So, you know, those are the kind of things you got to think about. Do you have any response to what players should or should not be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if this technically fits into answering the question, but this guy, Eli Manning, is my guy. He, there's so much talk about how he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer, period, to me.
You know what? It's interesting. He's not a Hall of Famer. He's going to get in the Hall of Fame because he's got the right last name. He is not a Hall of Famer. Did not have a plus 500 career, missed the playoffs more years than he made the playoffs. I don't care about his two Super Bowl MVPs. That wasn't him. That was the other players. But he's not in or not in. I'd have to think about that, but it's an interesting answer, and I agree with you. He's not a Hall of Famer. Thanks for the call, Drew. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're on WIP.
Yeah. Hey, Howard,
yes.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Dick Allen was my my childhood hero. I wore his number all through Little League. Loved him. Loved him. I can't describe him. I loved him. Hey, Howard, would you trade Tobias Harris now, or would you wait till the contract's over?
Who's going to take Tobias Harris?
Well, it's the last year of his contract.
Well, yeah, but who's going to take him?
I don't know.
Okay, so in other words, some team, and you got to take back that money. So the money you take back, you want on the last. You're not going to get anybody any good. And normally, the way things have worked in the NBA over the last few years, to trade a player to take on that kind of money, you've got to trade a first-round pick. Whoops, they don't have any to trade. Not until 2029. So, would I trade Tobias Harris? I'd walk him out the door. But nobody's going to take him, and your ability to trade him is less because you can't throw in a first-round pick.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's the real issue. Nobody's going to take him. And then you got to take back that money. So why would the team take him on? I just don't understand why a team would take. Now, at the trade deadline, where it's less money and you'd have to take less back, you maybe get rid of him. But at that point, it doesn't really make any difference.
No, you might have to wait till next year.
Would I trade Tobias Harris? I'd pay his airfare to wherever he's going.
Hey, Howard, I got somebody for you.
I'd even give him first-class airfare.
I got somebody for you who should be in the Hall of Fame, but's not.
Go ahead.
This guy has a trophy named after him in college football, John Mackey. He was the best tight end I ever saw in my lifetime, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
John Mackey. Well, yeah, but you say he's got a trophy named after him in college, right?
In college, yes.
Okay, well, that's not the pros.
But he was a tight end extraordinaire in the pros. Him and Johnny Unitas. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd have to look at his numbers, but yeah,
look at his numbers
are different for tight ends.
Look at his numbers. He should be him and Jim Brown were the two toughest runners you ever saw in football.
Yeah, well, Jim Brown's in a class by himself. But hey, Carl, I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, King, how you doing?
Another day in paradise, John.
Hey, where are you staying on that Cars for Kids commercial?
I don't even know the commercial.
You know what? That don't surprise me. I was going to ask you, do you remember Richie Allen had two brothers that played, too?
I remember Hank. Who was the
Hank
other one?
And Ron. Their initials are H&R.
Oh, okay. I did. Yeah, I remember Hank. You know, neither of them were anywhere near, and they weren't
decent
in the big leagues that long. Yeah.
If Froggy was pushing for them to get in the Hall of Fame,
Froggy was a big push behind it. But there were some other people. If you don't know, Froggy used to be on the ground crew. Froggy, great guy. Froggy.
But yeah. And you know what? He was the base runner in baseball. He never made a mistake, if you ever watched.
He was, telling you, power, average, speed. It was just unbelievable how good a player he was. It's shameful for the people that didn't vote for him into the Hall of Fame. Shameful.
You are correct.
Some of the people that are in the Hall of Fame. Are you going to tell me... And it, just because he's going in this year, that Scott Rolen was a better player than Richie Allen or Dick Allen or whatever, you know, you want to go, or Dick Allen. Was he a better player? Are you kidding
me? Oh, my God. Not even close.
Yeah, not even close is right. Not even
close. And let's see what else I can tell you. For the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
This guy isn't a player, but he's done a lot for Philly sports and stuff. Jim Borniak.
Yeah, but that's not, it's not a player. So
I know that. I'm aware.
Okay.
But the player that should have been, and I can tell you that, and you probably love this one, Descuda.
Phil Rizzuto.
Yes.
You know what? I agree with that 100%. Thanks for the call. Thanks. I agree with that 100%. 100%. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I heard you say that Nick Sirianni is a good coach.
Yes.
And my opinion, which still stands, the last Super Bowl they got in was because of their schedule. And then what happened in the playoffs happened. But also the first Super Bowl that they won, and the only one, my opinion then was that there was no other great teams in the NFL. The closest one would have been the Patriots.
Doesn't matter, they're the best that year. They still won. Here, did the Eagles have an easier schedule last year? Yes. They won 14 games. They won 14 games. You know how hard that is?
Very difficult. But when I saw them lose to the Redskins, that's when I threw it out the window.
You always lose to a team you're not supposed to lose to. Always happens. Even the best team, Kansas City, I'm sure last year lost to a team they weren't supposed to lose to.
As for the Sixers, get rid of Harden, I say as soon as you can.
Well, he's not going to opt in. He's going to, but he doesn't. If he doesn't opt in, see you later. If they give him any more than a 3-week contract, it's a disgrace. Any more than a 3-week contract.
And as for the
3 weeks, that would be during a training camp, and then get his ass out of here.
As for the Phillies, I like the time clock, and
I love it. I love it. It's the best rule change there was. Aaron Nolan's got to stop whining and complaining and this conspiracy that they start the clock earlier in Philadelphia. I've watched it, and every time I've watched it, it starts exactly when it's supposed to start. Stop. It's wearing me out.
The game was dragged out without it, I always felt.
It's a much better game. It's a much better game. And you had to do something because it got boring. It got boring. At least if it's a bad game, at least it's less than 3 hours. Exactly. Hey, do you have a player that should or should not be in the Hall of Fame?
Eric Allen and Wilbur Montgomery. Both.
You can only take one of them.
I knew this was going to happen.
You can only take one.
Wilbur.
Okay. I'm not so sure that would be a winner, but I do appreciate your effort. Thanks, Steve. 215-592-9494. James Harden. Wouldn't you want him back? What does he do for the team? And I want, and we'll obviously still talk about the Phillies. I asked the question when I started the show, the pitch clock. Aaron Nola whines about it. It's the best rule change that they made in baseball. And I don't like all the rule changes, but it's the best rule change they made. The absolute 100% best. Stop whining. There's no conspiracy. Clock starting when it's supposed to start. Stop complaining. Just go out there and pitch and play. That's what you should be doing. How many people still think Joel Embiid is better than Nikola Jokic, the Joker? It's not even close. It's not even, but yeah, we'll get your opinion. The time now here on WIP is 8:56, and Tasty Cake, it's gearing up to celebrate their first ever National Crimpet Day. Crimpets are one of the all-time staples of Tasty Cake, and they're terrific. That day, that National Crimpet Day, would be on July 7th. And what better way to enjoy this mouth-watering holiday than with the new confetti crimpets? They are inspired by birthday cake and filled with colorful confetti sprinkles. Delicious new crimpet, and that flavor is so good, is only available for a limited time. So don't miss them. Don't miss out. Tasty Cake's iconic crimpet has been enjoyed by fans for almost 100 years. I know I grew up on Tasty Cake and crimpets. So be sure to stock up and enjoy all the crimpet varieties on National Crimpet Day, and that's July 7th.
It all falls down.
94 WIP, our number two on a fine Saturday morning. Philly's coming off a win last night, which I know made people believe that they still kept the excitement alive that they're a playoff team, because there obviously were some real serious questions about that for weeks. But the minor league baseball teams that they played helped out, beating the Dodgers last night. Now the Dodgers are a good team, so they've got to do more of that. So we'll see what happens. And then we talked about the pitch clock and the whining and the conspiracy that is trying to be perpetrated, that's going on here in Philadelphia, that they're starting it early. They are not starting it early. I've watched the pitch clock. It's starting when it's supposed to start. Stop whining. Just play the game. James Harden, I know, it's got to be 80% of the people don't want any part of James Harden back here. 1 year, I don't even know if I'd want him back for 1 year, but he's not going to take 1 year. He's not going to take 1 year. Nice job by the Phillies last night in celebrating a player that should be in the Hall of Fame, that it's disgusting and disgraceful that he's not. And the people that did not vote for him should be ashamed of themselves, should be ashamed of themselves. And the word by many people that Dave Dombrowski, who's a good guy, but, you know, he just lit his allegiance to Reinsdorf, the White Sox owner, sway his opinion. Any baseball guy realizes that Dick or Richie Allen or whatever name you want to use should be in the Hall of Fame. And our question today, to try to win the $100 gift to the Bruno brothers, players that should be in the Hall of Fame or a player that should not be in the Hall of Fame, any one of the four major professional sports. By the way, I heard a commercial for Dave Raymond. It's amazing. And I know Dave listens to the show. Obviously he's done a good job with what he's doing. How about Dave Raymond making a great, great, great career out of being an idiot? It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. But he's doing a good job with what he's doing now with the mascot thing, and he's doing a great job. But just think about the career that he's made out of that. It's mind-boggling. But it's a good thing, too. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hi there, Howard.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, I was at Connie Mack Stadium the first game that Richie Allen played. All right? And you could tell right off the bat what a great hitter he was going to be. But he was also not a very good fielder, because he blotched a pop fly at third base. He misjudged
it. We knew he wasn't a good fielder.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did. But you know, the Phillies have a lot of guys that aren't good fielders that are important for the baseball team.
And I'll tell you something else. They were playing St. Louis, and in left field was Lou Brock, who was it was hard to tell who was the worst fielder, Lou Brock or Allen, because he was missing all kind of fly balls. Allen in left field, it was actually
funny. I don't look at that part of it. I mean, he was a Hall of Famer. I mean, it's not even close. He was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's just what I took from the game, that they're fielding both Allen. It was pretty funny. Anyway, you're right about Harden. If they assign him to 2 or 3 years, that's just another bad decision like they've been making for the past 5 years, you know, with their horrible draft choices and everything. You know, it's a joke.
I mean, it's just there's a lot of – that's why they're not going to win a championship.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. All right, I got to give you the player who should be in the Hall of Fame, and you got to say, even though I don't like the guy, it has to be Barry Bonds. Because he would have been a Hall of Famer before the steroids.
So you
and such.
Think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but I don't want cheaters in the Hall of Fame.
Well, there's probably a lot of cheaters that are in there, so I don't think you should single anybody out.
Well, yeah, but what cheaters are in? What cheaters are in there? That we know that
well,
were cheaters.
We don't know.
We know that Bonds was a cheater. We know that he was a cheater.
Right. But
so what cheaters are in there?
Well, I don't want to say anything, but I heard Mike Schmidt might have been taking some stuff.
Oh, stop. You know, Mike Schmidt didn't take anything.
It's been said.
No.
You know?
It's been said by, what, three people? Give me a break.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I still think he should be in there.
I don't think Barry Bonds, and especially the fact that he was so arrogant about it, I do not think. But I appreciate the effort. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Gary. Let's go to Gary.
How you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I remember seeing Richie Allen at Connie Mack Stadium when I was about 9 and 10 years old. My brother used to take us, and he was a great player. And I don't know how in the world. Did I hear you say Scott Rowland was in?
Scott Rowland is not in yet, but he's being inducted this year.
Oh, my God. That's a disgrace.
You
but,
didn't hear okay. about that?
I thought I did, and you reminded me of it when you said it. I met you last year right after your accident down at the stadium. I go about 5 years to different games, but I get to sit in those really expensive boxes because my friend has tickets there, and I've seen Dave Dombrowski in that area right behind home plate. And when I go this year, if I see him, I'm going to ask him. About voting for
Richie
Allen.
He's never admitted it, but people have said that.
I'm gonna ask him. my other thing was, I don't care. Has James Harden officially opted out? I don't want him back under any circumstances.
Yeah, he's got some time to do it. I guess he's waiting to play this little game rather than do it now.
I like. What your son suggested, take a break gear, do anything. Don't bring
now,
him
you can't
back
play,
if you don't
you know,
have to.
If you're going to do it, you can't just take a year off. You got to do it and start. The Flyers are so bad that they couldn't help but start at the bottom. But at least they're doing things. They're trying to trade more players. The Flyers have a better chance to win a championship sooner than the Sixers do, because the Sixers are going to stay in
that.
No man's land. You got to start. You got to start now to try to build a team. You've got a player in Maxey that's young and you can build with, and that's what you got to try to do. And you don't try to lose; you try to win. But you rid yourself of players that are just going to do the same thing over and over and lose in the second round.
Now help me with this. We have a crybaby in basketball, Joel Embiid, who blames everybody else. We have a crybaby in baseball, Aaron Nola, who I hope they trade. Do we have a crybaby in the other sports that I don't know about? Because those two cry enough for the whole city.
Aaron's a good guy, but stop whining about the pitch
stop
clock.
Stop whining.
I know.
He's not the only one with a pitch clock. Everybody has it.
I know. And the Phillies pitchers have their ERA is two runs less at home. So this conspiracy that it's starting earlier here, and give me a break. It starts when it's supposed to start.
I thought you were going to name my person in the comment you had with the last caller. And the person who I don't think should be in the Hall of Fame is Big Poppy, because he took steroids like the people they won't let in.
You know what? That's a good one, because he was caught with the information that came out, but he should not be in. You are correct. If the cheaters shouldn't be in, he shouldn't be in.
He shouldn't
and
be
they
in.
Know he took them. They know
yep.
he took them. Yep. That's a good point. Hey, thanks for the call, Gary.
One last thing.
Go ahead.
How are you going to pinch hit for the guy who knocked in the win and run the game before?
Managers, how about Dave Roberts? Yeah, Rob Thompson overmanages. Dave Roberts changes his starting pitcher before the game to a left-hander to get through the first three batters, and then he takes him out. Talk about overmanaging a baseball game. These guys, it's out of control anymore. I don't care if it's lefty-righty. If you have a good pinch hitter to pinch hit for Clemens, that's fine. But a guy that's After his first game, has done zilch. He's not.
Right.
Please. You're right. That was just ridiculous. I appreciate the call, Gary.
I
hesitate to go to this caller because he says nothing, adds nothing, and does nothing. Cowboy Jim, go ahead.
Did someone just say Mike Schmidt was on something? Come on. Now, that's stupid, Jim.
I told him that was not the case.
No one's ever said anything like that.
Hey, listen. I don't even want to deal with it because it was ridiculous.
I thought I was the idiot, Jim. All right, anyway.
You are, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know. Let me get to the baseball. Why do you always have a problem with Major League Baseball giving hits to people? Like, what's wrong with someone, Major League Baseball, giving a hit rather than getting on base from an error? Why do you have a problem with that?
Wait. The official score. Boy, you've proved again how stupid your questions are. All right.
No.
That's why there's an official score. If that's the case, don't have an official score.
But why do you
If that's
care?
The case, anytime a player gets on base, just give him a hit. You know, that's why they have an official score. Is it an error or is it a hit? All right. All right. Let's move on.
Okay. Do you think that the shift that's not allowed anymore, do you think teams are hitting more, getting, you know, more hits? Are they, you know, more people getting on base? Is it
limited.
Working?
Limited. No. Nope. I think it's minimal.
And as for Richie Allen, listen, I loved Richie Allen too. I did. But Scott Rolen was an all-around, you know, hitting, fielding, base running. You know, he had the whole package. And
But he had the whole package. He wasn't the power hitter. He wasn't the average hitter. He wasn't the base runner. Yeah, defensively, he was terrific. But he's not a Hall of Famer. His numbers are not Hall of Fame. The only guy that I know that gets into the Hall of Fame because of defense was Ozzie Smith, who was unbelievable.
Okay. All right. Cowboys, I see the Cowboys going 14-3 because they do have an easy schedule. I have to admit, it is easy. And the Eagles, I see going 11-5-1. So that's my prediction.
Okay. Well, the Cowboys won't win 14 because they got the turnover machine at quarterback.
No, so they won't.
Suck that.
I know. Am I getting my apology today, or do I have to wait another hour on the phone?
You know what? You will never, ever, ever, because you're such an idiot.
I
would
sent
never
the recording
apologize
in. I sent
for
the recording
any.
In.
Hey, Jim. Jim,
and you
Jim,
said
Jim,
wins and
Jim,
losses
hey,
were
Jim,
more important.
Jim,
what?
Jim,
yes, sir. What?
Have a great day.
You too.
Have a great weekend.
Love you. I love you, King.
I know you do. I know you do. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on WIP. Okay, let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Good morning and happy Saturday, bud.
Computer question. Chuck, go ahead. What are you rolling out for us today?
Let's roll the phone today. I got a question for you, and I'm not being facetious.
Okay.
Do your callers, and I'm not disrespecting any of them, okay? Don't do that with your callers.
Why
but
not?
But I'm just curious, after all these years, do your callers that allege to be baseball people, like baseball, do they know how easy it is to go into Baseball Reference and just tap and get all the information? You have callers that question without the shift of the batting averages. It's right there. Take a look at MLB teams. It'll show you the current average. It'll show you last year's. Everything they ask you, I sit here and go, if they're so interested, why don't they just look in Baseball Reference and get the facts? It's right there. You know, it doesn't make anybody
smarter. See, but I don't know what it shows, and I don't really care. But here's where I have a problem. And some people in baseball believe that unofficially, baseball has asked official scores to be, when I say lenient, much more lenient. And you listen to the broadcast and they say, they called that a hit?
It's unbelievable.
This is Major League Baseball. And Bobby Abreu, your boy, Bobby Abreu, his average at home was probably 10 points higher than it should have been, his batting average. Because anything that was even remotely a question, base hit. And that's not right. The official score is there for a reason, to score the play the way it properly should be scored. And I've seen plays this year. It's like Well, that's an error. And all of a sudden, base hit. What?
Listen, we talk about it with Bo all the time. It's a fact. It's too generous. But anyway, let's move it along. Do you think most Philly fans know, since you brought his name up, that Bobby Abreu has better stats than DeCown as a Philly?
I don't really care.
Well,
I don't care. I don't care.
Well,
Dick Allen, Dick Allen should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Abreu had 400 stolen bases. Your boy had 133. I love.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't get you into the Hall of Fame unless you're Ricky Henderson. But Ricky Henderson did a lot of other things.
I got three quick questions. Do you think seriously that the 400 games that Allen missed, a lot of 118 game seasons, do you think that works against him for the Hall of Fame vote?
No, I think what worked against him is he was a different kind of guy. He was a different kind of guy, and you can't look at that because there's a lot of Barry Bonds is a jerk. Now he's not only he would have been a Hall of Famer locked down, and he didn't even have to cheat to do it. He is such a jerk. Such a bad guy. But he's not getting voted in because he cheated.
That's different. I raised the point because I hear you often talk about posting up, and we respect that. And Abreu averaged 158 games a year as a Philly, not to mention
you always go back. You always go back to Bobby.
Well, let's do this. You know, when you mentioned the ERA difference, about how drastic, the 3.18 at home and 5.40 away, that's crazy. That is unbelievable.
Wait a minute. The pitch clock is a problem. The pitch clock, oh, my gosh. It's a conspiracy in Philadelphia.
Save the game. And would you have pitched to Schwarber last night?
Would I have what?
Would you have pitched to Schwarber last night with two outs? Guy, 46 home runs last year. Would you have pitched around
because
him?
He's hitting 170. He's hitting 177.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. And
he's hitting 170. Because a lot of times he looks for a walk anyway. So you got to pitch him carefully. But that pitch was... had a pretty good part of the plate.
Too much.
Yeah, for guys, way too much.
Now,
the pitcher made a mistake there. I'm sure he was trying to be careful, but the pitcher made a mistake.
Hey, we're having a good call. I haven't aggravated you yet. Here we go. Last thing. Talk about 500-foot home runs. Do you remember Stargell's home run at the Vet?
The one on the upper deck. Yep.
601. Section.
Yeah, is that what they measured it at? I remember they put a star on that seat in the top level.
They've never published the distance. Computer Chuck can't find the distance on that home run. If any of your callers do know the distance on
Well, Stargell's if they didn't publish it, then how would you know it?
Inside. Or you, because you know everything. I wouldn't think you would know
I do know everything, but I didn't know the distance. But it was crushed. And then that's when baseballs weren't juiced up like they are today.
All right, my two-minute egg timer's over. Got to go. Yeah, have a great Saturday.
Go eat a couple. All right, see you later. 215-592-9494. Players that should be in the Hall of Fame or that are not, and players that are in the Hall of Fame that should not be. I've got two people that I'm looking at that have been guests so far. I won't say who they are, but, Dan makes the call here, but I got two people that I'm looking at. The question to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers and check all the great food out, meats and cheeses and prepared food, at DeBruno.com. Players that should be in the Hall of Fame that are not, and players that should not be on the Hall of Fame that are. And it just doesn't have to be baseball. It can be other sports as well. So I'm sure there's some in every sport. And I still want to hear, people fess up. Who do you now realize who the better player is? Jokic or Embiid? Do you want Harden or no? All these answers are pretty easy. And they did a day of the process. The process was a 100% failure. Anybody says, well, they got Embiid out of the process. They got Embiid because they sucked. But it hasn't worked out for them. So they got Embiid, big deal. Big deal. They still have gotten no further than the second round. So it was a 100% failure. 215-592-9494. Time now is 9:22.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Great Saturday. Philly's coming off a win. Everybody's happier than they normally are. There's always some people that aren't happy. But it's just, they keep the thought alive that they're good enough. And they beat the Dodgers. The five teams before them sucked. And Detroit is an embarrassment. Boy, what a... I haven't seen that much of Oakland yet. But Detroit is right in the class with Oakland. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hello, Howard. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Bob. How are you? I mean, it's another day in paradise.
And a couple things I'd like to bring up. I like what the Flyers are doing. They had to get rid of a lot of that good old boy Deadwood that's been in the front office for ages. They never really did much for the team. But if they're old school, they stuck with their old guns, and they're paying for it now. Thank God they brought in Jonesy and Briere. I think it's a breath of fresh air.
The fact that Dan Helfrich is now kind of overseeing things helps, because he trusts those people. You know, in the past, I don't think the people that were in there would have done this. They got to blow it up. What they got to do. They got to blow it up, and they're blowing it up. You can't get any worse. Well, you could get worse than they were, and they're blowing it up. And it's
exactly right, sir.
Yeah. And they're being allowed to do that.
They had a bunch of bobbleheads running the show, and it cost them dearly. You know, and if they have to trade Carter Hart, I agree with that. And they're making some good moves. I like the way they're going. They're collecting some assets, and if they trade Carter Hart, I can live with that. As long as you get if they're talking about a Keith Primo's kid in Montreal making a trade, if they trade a Carter Hart to Montreal, I think Montreal will win. A Canadian team will finally win the cup.
There's some challenges with trading him because there's some issues behind the scenes that.
I know there's something going on with Carter Hart and that junior team he was playing with.
It may be harder to get what really should be value if they trade him now. I don't know what they're going to do there, but they're not afraid to trade him. They're not afraid to trade him.
Oh, I agree with you there. No problem. But I like the future with them. They're finally making things happen. They had to get rid of Holmgren, Clark, and Barber, who were behind the scenes making calls, I believe.
Well, they didn't have the right people running the organization.
I thought Fletcher was an
idiot. He was a nice, very, very, very nice guy, but as a general manager, complete loser.
Yeah, I agree with that. They were all bobbleheads. They were taking orders from people upstairs that had no idea of the game. I have a couple ball players for you for the Hall of Fame that
just give me. Just give me one. Just give me one.
Yeah, but I was talking to my buddy last night, and Froggy was down there. Mark Carfagno. And
I know Froggy.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, he's a Southwest Philly icon.
Okay, so who's your guy?
Dave Parker, the Pirates.
Dave Parker is a good one. I had that marked down. Dave Parker is a good one, too. All right. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP. Charlie's in Oakland.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Are you in Oakland? Orland, I'm sorry.
No, Orland.
I misread that, not Oakland.
Right outside of Flower Town.
Yep, I know where it is. Yep.
Today, I agree with just about everything you say. The pitch clock is terrific, and Aaron Nola should stop complaining about it. Dick Allen should be a Hall of Famer. And the process was a failure.
Total failure.
MB wasn't even their choice. I think it was Andrew Wiggins was everybody.
No, they tried to trade. MB fell to 3 because of his injuries coming out of college. And Scam Hinkie tried to trade him to Minnesota for, and they would have taken Wiggins, and Minnesota didn't want to do it. which is fine. But you know, but it's still, they only got him because nobody else wanted him. But it doesn't make any difference. It's a failure.
It is a failure. Yes, it is. And Jokic is better than Embiid, without a doubt. Like I say, I agree with everything you say today.
Jokic, it's not even close. I mean, I shouldn't say that. It's close, but it's not really close. Embiid, for those people that don't know, is a one-dimensional player. He can score, and he's big, and he's a great defensive player. No, not really, because he's not agile enough to stay with the centers when he really has to guard him. But when he's back at the basket, yeah, he can block shots. Hey, I think, didn't Jokic block 4 shots last night? Has Embiid ever blocked 4 shots in a playoff game? Now, I'm not saying Jokic is a better shot blocker, but he's on a par, at least on a par. He's not as strong. He's at least on a par defensively, because Joel Embiid's really not a good defensive player. He'll block some shots. He's a scorer, and that's what he wants to do. And that's not Jokic cares about making the team better, not making himself a better scorer.
Yeah, he's not worrying about winning the MVP.
Nope. Sorry, so who's your...
Billy Wagner.
Who?
Billy Wagner.
You know what? That is a good one, Charlie. Billy Wagner is a good one. I believe he should be in the Hall of Fame, too. This is actually going to be a tough call. Wow, Billy Wagner should be in the Hall of Fame. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to I'll make it as quick as I can. I just wanted to agree that Harding should not come back with the Sixers. And my suggestion for the Hall of Fame would be Kurt Flood, because he played for a number of years, was an excellent player, and his impact on baseball when he refused to trade changed the game forever.
So you're saying he should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. I looked him up. I Googled him. He had 15 years. He hit .293. So his numbers were up there.
And he wasn't a home run hitter, right? I mean,
he didn't hit home runs. No, he had He didn't hit home runs. I think it was 80 or something like that.
I mean, he hit less than 300.
Correct. But I think they should recognize his changing the game by refusing the trade. I think his numbers were reasonable.
Yeah, but that doesn't get you into the Hall of Fame.
That doesn't matter?
Well, okay. In my opinion, it doesn't. I don't think it should matter.
I got you. I thought it was significant, but I got you. Okay.
Well, no, that's all right. And I appreciate your effort. Thanks, Jerry.
Sure, right, no problem.
Hey, thanks. Have a great weekend. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you there, Howard?
I'm here.
Yeah. Here's the deal. And I don't think you don't already know. I called your daily afternoon host, who was saying Embiid was a better basketball player than Jokic. And
I had to be Ike, who won't let it go.
I didn't want to mention names.
Well, that's all right.
He
won't let
know
it go. He just got to let it go. It's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
He doesn't know a thing about basketball.
Don't know about that, but
He does. To say that Embiid's better than Jokic, in my opinion, he doesn't quite understand the game.
That fight's
okay?
over.
Okay. Yep. And I didn't want to call about ripping him, but the bottom line is, when you watch the Sixers play, you watch the Nuggets play. There's no comparison. I mean, the Sixers are so far. They're so far away. The process was an embarrassment. Hinkie, Colangelo, all the stupid, ridiculous moves that they made over the year.
Well, the Kool-Aid drinking idiots will say, they never let the process go through. 4 years is enough. Other teams that lost. I'm okay with 1 year. And Boston did it, won a championship. Houston did it, won a championship. San Antonio did it, won a championship. Sixers, they did it 1 year. Sixers for four. How many? It's a joke. It's a joke.
And not only the bad draft picks, the lack of player development.
Well, it's a losing culture. That's the other thing. It creates a losing culture.
Yes. And with the player development, Brett Brown and his staff, Doc Rivers and his staff, you know, this is just a stagnant franchise. That's all they are. They're stagnant.
That's exactly what they are. That's exactly what they are. With an owner that could care less about winning, if he had a choice between making more money, and winning, it's making more money. It's just he's buying another rival of a Philadelphia team. And, you know, this arena situation, there's going to be, I don't know if it's this weekend or not, a protest around 10th and Market Street that the arena should not be. There is nothing good about that arena being at 10th and Market Street. And ask the people at Jefferson Hospital who have a trauma center, if there's an emergency vehicle, how do you get through? What do? Fly over the top? I mean, it's just, don't tell me that there's a lot of parking. Don't tell me it's going to be, you're worried about building up that area of Philadelphia. I don't want to hear it. The homeless is a problem. The public transportation is a problem. The parking is a problem. The crime is a problem.
Crime is a big problem.
It's just everything about it is a problem.
Well,
But that's all they care about themselves. That's what they care about.
You look at ownership, all right? You Middleton with the Phillies, Lurie with the Eagles, Harris with the Sixers. Do I need to say anything more? The guy just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it.
So wait a minute. When you make that comparison, what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying I think the Phillies and the Eagles are run so well.
The owners have a passion. Jeffrey Lurie and John Middleton have a passion to win. It is about that team, and that is their focus, and that's what they want to do. The Flyers got kind of lost because it's owned by a corporation. They got kind of lost in the shuffle. But the reality is you need an owner that has the passion to win. The other majority owner for the Sixers has part ownership in the Cleveland Guardians, the baseball team. I mean, do they care
ridiculous.
About Philadelphia? They don't even live here.
Here. They could care less about Philadelphia.
That's why
the Sixers will remain just a stagnant team, same
okay,
thing.
Okay, so who's your player that you think should or shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know if he was named yet, but Curt Schilling. I mean, I don't understand how Curt Schilling's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's not a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. But
you don't
think
so?
Nope.
Why do you say that?
Well, because they base it on his World Series record or his playoff record. That's not the only thing that gets you in. He was a really good pitcher. Really good pitcher. I just don't think. I think my standards are higher. And it's just. He's close, but he's not a Hall of Famer. Hey, Mark, I appreciate the call.
In the playoffs. All right.
Hey, have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. Time now is 9:41. And Tasty Cake, they're having a big celebration coming up. Their first ever National Crimpet Day. That's on July 7th. That is coming up. Still got some time. And you still got some time to enjoy the mouth-watering holiday with the new confetti crimpets. Crimpets are great anyway. It's a butterscotch crimpet with confetti, inspired by birthday cake and filled with colorful confetti sprinkles. It's delicious. It's a new crimpet flavor, only available for a limited time, so don't miss out. Tasty Cake's iconic crimpet, and it is iconic. It's part of one of the great Tasty Cakes I grew up on. Has been enjoyed by fans for almost 100 years. So be sure, stock up and enjoy all the crimpet varieties. And that would be on a special day, National Crimpet Day, and that's July 7th.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world, the flow of the century. Oh, it's timeless. Ho! Thanks for coming out tonight. Could have been anywhere in the world.
215-592-9494. And we're going to run through the calls very quickly here to try to get as many people to qualify for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com. Catering, parties, great food, meats, cheeses, prepared, whatever. It's all terrific. Players that should be in the Hall of Fame and are not. And players that should not be in the Hall of Fame that are. We got some really good responses so far. We'll get some more. Warren, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Question, are you satisfied with the Phillies' performance the last five games?
Well, yeah, they won the – you mean the last six games? They won six in a row.
Oh, six games in a row.
Yeah. Are
you satisfied or not so satisfied yet? Or
no,
you
I'm satisfied, but they beat minor league teams in five of those six games. Now, they beat a good team last night in the Dodgers. And then they go on the road for a tough stretch coming – well, a tough stretch in Arizona. I think they might go to Oakland, too.
They always lose to Arizona anyway.
Yeah. Well, Arizona's a good team this year. Arizona's a good team, and we'll see what happens.
It's a good team.
Yeah, the last two games against the Dodgers.
Before we get to Embiid and Jokic, I just wanted to see, you know, you would say that even though they're playing poorer teams, they do seem to be, you know, different in June since they were, you know, folding in May.
No, I think the schedule is a part of that. I think that June, it's nonsense because I think it's a schedule. In June, they played Washington and Detroit.
I know, but they've
okay,
had
but
a couple
yeah,
well, good come behind
June
games.
June has nothing to do with it. They play better
hitting.
Or they don't play better. Yeah. But they you know, it just got to be satisfied. They won six in a row. But
exactly.
I'm more satisfied to see them beat better teams.
Right. I'm looking forward to them being better teams. And I agree with your other callers about Embiid and Jokic, that Jokic is clearly a better player. But I think that Embiid has not been brought up properly, and I was wondering – what you would say from, you know, he wasn't originally a basketball player. He started injured. He stays injured, and he doesn't get himself in shape. So it just doesn't seem he's had the right mentoring or upbringing to this point. And I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, it has to come from within the player, too. The
True.
Coaches let him do what he wanted to, but he decided to do what he wanted to.
Right.
So that's his fault. It's your responsibility as a professional athlete to be the best you can be with the skills that you have. And obviously being 7'2", that big and that strong, he should have better skills than he has. So that's his fault. That's not his upbringing. It's not where he came from. It's not any of that stuff. That's his fault. Jokic lost a lot of weight a few years ago and became – and I mean, he just – he himself became a better player. Became a better player.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Would you keep Embiid or would you trade him?
I would trade him. They're not going to win with him, so what the hell?
No.
But Daryl Morey's going to keep him until he gets his ass fired, too. All right, who's your player that should or should not be in the Hall of Fame?
Now, I don't know if it was too soon for the Hall of Fame because he died prematurely, but was Roberto Clemente inducted or he was not?
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he did get in. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because I thought he's somebody that should be in, but I didn't know if he was in. So
yeah, he's in.
That was the only guess I had. So.
Okay.
Thank you
All right,
very much,
Howard.
Thanks
for the call. All right, take care. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, King. How you doing?
Good.
You know what? You know, the talking heads on ESPN, they were saying – Jokic is the greatest offensive center of all time. They forgot a guy averaged 50 points and 25 rebounds one year.
Yeah, Will Chamberlain is the greatest offensive center, but that's all right. ESPN is a bunch of bubbleheads anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as far as bringing Harden back, you know, I think I read in USA Today that he said he wanted to go to a team where he could be the focal point. He didn't have to be in the cauldron of winning an NBA title. And he could play be himself. And how come nobody's ever mentioned that? You know, if a guy told
well,
me
but I haven't seen any. I haven't seen that comment. Whether they write it doesn't mean it's correct.
Well, that's what appears. That's what he wants to be. You know.
Who knows what he wants to just be? What he wants to be. He wants to make a lot of money and have a good time when he's not playing. And that's what he wants.
And
there's
nothing wrong with that, but you know, the day that.
Hey, Rob, I'm up against it. Rob, do you have a guess on who or should or should not be in the Hall of Fame?
Joe Namath, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, you know, that's a tough call, but it's not a bad guess. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rob. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP. Is Paul not there? Okay, let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP. Who should or should not be in the Hall of Fame, Joe?
Howard.
What's that?
Howard. Pete Rose, Howard. Hands down.
Yeah, well, there's an issue because there's no question, but there's an issue. It's another issue that creates that. That's not that was really not the premise of why I asked the question, because Dick Allen's not in the Hall of Fame, and that's an absolute disgrace. So, but, you know, Pete Rose, yes, should be, but there's another issue there. But I appreciate the effort, Joe. Thanks. Let's go to Pat. Pat, you're on WIP. Pat.
Yes. Oh, Howard. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, Give me your guess.
Steve Garvey.
You know, I'm not sure about Steve Garvey. But he's close, but I'm not sure he's a Hall of Famer. But I appreciate your effort. Hey, Pat, have a great weekend. Thanks. All right, Dan, let me just tell you the ones that I think that were better than the others and good guesses. Phil Rizzuto, it's an embarrassment that he's in the Hall of Fame, and only because he was a New York announcer and a great guy. I think he had 1,400 hits. That's a complete joke. If he should be if he's in the Hall of Fame, Larry Bowa should be in the Hall of Fame, without even close. All right, so one guess was Phil Rizzuto. One was Big Poppy. He was a cheater. He shouldn't be in. Dave Parker was a good one. Billy Wagner was a good one. All right, who did you come up with?
Howard, yeah, my favorite one was Billy Wagner. Sixth all-time in saves, 422 of them. 231 ERA career. He pitched for 16 seasons. One of the best closers ever. I mean, Kenley Jansen and Craig Kimbrell probably going to pass him, but he was a stud, and he's not gotten into Cooperstown yet. So, you know, maybe I'm skewing a little younger here because I remember him pitching, especially for the Phillies, but my vote goes to Billy Wagner.
You know what? That's a good one. Out of all of them, I would have no problem with you coming up with Billy Wagner. So Charlie is the winner of the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers for coming up with Billy Wagner. That is a good one. He should be in the Hall of Fame, but absolutely Dick Allen should be in the Hall. That is an insult. Insult to baseball. For 5 years, at least 5 years, he had the greatest numbers of any baseball player. That includes Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Mickey Mantle. It was unbelievable how good he was, but he didn't have the personality. He rubbed some people the wrong way. And, you know, Dave Dombrowski will never admit it, but the word is he did not vote for him because of his allegiance to Jerry Reinsdorf. And that's disappointing. And Dave Dombrowski is a good guy, but he's going to have to live with that working for this organization now too. All right. Thanks to Dan Wilson on the other side. If you missed the show, obviously I'll podcast it on Twitter and Facebook. And everybody have a great weekend. Phillies baseball against those Dodgers again this afternoon at 4:00. Everybody have a great weekend. No James Harden, please. No James Harden, and stop whining about the pitch clock because Aaron Nola's pitching today. Yeah, wah, wah, wah. Just pitch. Aaron's a good guy. Just pitch. Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. The time now is 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.